Erica sweetened the deal. Of course, we'll pay you. Andrea wasn't working at the time, since the cost of daycare outweighed what monies she would bring in, and she felt ashamed about it. Now Andrea got a big smile as she looked at me persuasively with Erica's sweetening of the deal. Babe, it would be like a job for me. I can contribute to the family. Erica's eyes grew wider as she nodded, looking directly at me with Liz still nodding behind her. I felt like I was in a used car sales lot being tag-teamed by Andrea and Erica. Wait a minute, I said to the three and pulled Andrea off to the side. Andrea, I was through raising my kids when we started dating. Now I have at least another 14 years, and I have taken on raising Jared and Juliana. I can't do this. I shook my head. Babe, this isn't our baby. We will not be raising this baby. I will only be making it to hand off to them. Andrea pleaded her case as she dragged me back toward Liz and Erica. Liz let Erica do the talking and didn't say much herself, but she inserted uh-huhs and yeses from time to time with a growing smile on her face. I realized having a child was a dream for both of these women, not just Erica, and I did feel bad for them, but this was all going way too fast. Panda, we have to talk about it when we get home. This means a whole year out of our lives, I said, speaking to Andrea, but looking intently at each of the three women. I definitely wanted Liz and Erica to know that I was not going to give my blessing right then and there. This wasn't something to be decided so quickly. I needed to get Andrea out of there. Andrea and I had booked a room at an Embassy Suites for the night. We'd planned to leave the party early to spend time together without the kids. We should get going. We have plans, I reminded her. Luckily, Andrea loves our romantic time, so she took no convincing. We quickly excused ourselves after Andrea and Erica traded contact information and then said goodbye to the rest of the family. I had an